Blood and Ralston Wildcats come off another big win last week as they get ready to host Collins Maxwell coming up in another big district matchup coming up on Friday night. Talking right now is head coach Craig Lynch. And, Coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Always, Jeff. It's always good to be with you.
Coach, I mentioned this on Rewind earlier this week on Tuesday morning that, you know, I was listening to your interview on the Scoreboard Show Friday night, and you said the same thing to me the night I came over for the Arweva game, but you really, really enjoy coaching this group of kids. You could just hear the passion and the enjoyment Friday night after that win.
Yeah, it's been fun. I think these kids really appreciate winning. They haven't had the opportunity to do it a lot, so now that they're getting to experience it, you know, they really appreciate every opportunity they're getting, and you know, they're really doing it together and enjoying that, and that does make this job so much more enjoyable.
Coach, you told me here too, as we were talking before the interview, that, you know, you think that your team is playing its best right now that it has all season. Where do you feel like you guys have taken those steps forward?
Well, just in a lot of the little things. Again, this is a very teachable and coachable group, and as we, you know, refine some of the little things we wanted to do, even position by position, you know, they're picking up on it. They're seeing that it works, and they're applying it from practice to a game. So both sides of the football, I mean, we're seeing guys just grow in their individual positions and get a lot more confident on both sides of the football. So, that's what you hope to do every week is get a little bit better. And I can see that happening right now.
What's the test you guys face this week with Collins Maxwell?
Well, you know, you can't, in our situation, we can't look by anybody. Like you just said, these guys are enjoying winning, but they also got to understand that you got to respect every opponent. And, you know, I watch them on film, and I see a pretty talented football team that just hasn't been on the right side of a lot of scores so far. But they battle. They have a really good athlete at quarterback, which in the eight-player game is always key. And they're physical. So they're definitely not anyone we can look by before going to it next week on a big road trip.
You mentioned their quarterback, a sophomore, Cooper Wyerson. Him and Joseph Dvorak, really kind of their two go-to guys and stuff, especially in the run game. How did they use those guys, and what style of offense will you guys see?
Well, we'll see a spread, and they do it exclusively out of a spread look, usually with three receivers, lots of times with an empty backfield. So, you know, it's the old try to spread you out and look for creases and look to get that athletic ability in the open field. So pretty typical to what you see anymore from most eight-player teams.
Not afraid to throw it. No, they're fairly balanced play calling offensively. Do run it more than they throw it. But the Wyerson kid only hitting about 34% of his passes, has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. How do you guys force him to make some of those same mistakes?
Yeah, it's about putting pressure on. We did that really well last week in Baxter, and I think that's what made the difference for us defensively. And we'll try to get creative and find some ways to create some pressure so that ball's got to come out of there as quick as possible.
What area is playing well for you defensively right now?
Well, I think across the board. I think everyone's really doing their job. I can see our secondary getting a lot more confident and you know, our linebacking crew as well. Up front, they just become so much more disciplined in their rush lanes and making sure that they get their read before they make a reaction. So, you know, just across the board, it's just been steady improvement.
Colby Wallace having a really good year for you guys at quarterback this year. Where have you seen him grow from last season?
Well, just in his own confidence. You know, it's hard to be a leader as a sophomore on the field, and you can see him kind of growing into that. You want your quarterback to be someone that can take charge and can exude that confidence. And you know, we saw him make a throw last week at Baxter that I haven't seen anybody make for a few years on the run, where he's confident enough to zip it in there for a touchdown pass. So, you know, just steadily growing, but a lot of belief in himself and knowing he can get it done.
You guys don't throw a lot, but when you do, you seem to be balanced at the receiver position. You got some nice depth there.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of who we've been for a lot of years. We're going to try to create that passing game off of our run game, even though our run game's a little different style than it used to be. It's still what we prefer to do, and you know, but we have full confidence in Colby as a passer, and we have some guys that can catch the ball too, so we're not afraid to go to that.
2 weeks ago, I think you and I were talking, and we chatted about you wanting to get Emmett Snyder and Alex Daniel a little bit more, you know, involved in the run game. It seems like that's happened for you guys here these last couple of weeks.
Definitely, and both of them keep improving. I see them both take strides. Very different types of runners. Emmett's a very much physical power runner, and Alex is more of a jump cut guy, which makes it nice to have that difference between kids. But both have the ability to, you know, to house it if they get the opportunity.
What do you anticipate Collins Maxwell doing defensively? And the Dvorak kid leads him with 32 tackles on the year. Where do they play him, and how do they use him?
Well, they sit him back, you know, in a position where he can just kind of read and run. It's a 3-3 set that we're kind of used to seeing. For us, it's, you know, waiting to see what adjustments they do when we put our wing back in motion, and that kind of determines our play calling from there. So I don't see him changing a lot. You got enough game film now that you're halfway through the season that I haven't seen him change for anybody else. So that's what we anticipate seeing.
Coach, you mentioned earlier that, you know, you guys can't look past anybody. Is that a concern with Audubon looming on the road next week?
Well, I think that's always a concern. But it's homecoming. We're at home. I'm sure the kids will be ready. You know, I don't see any concern with that. But you want to talk to them about it, and we have.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time here today. Congrats on the great start to the season. Looking forward to catching up with you after another victory, and I know the guys will look forward to talking to you coming up on the Scoreboard Show Friday night.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thank you.
You bet. Glenn Ralston, head football coach Craig Lynch, joining us here as they get ready to take on Collins Maxwell for homecoming coming up on Friday night.